The report, which has since been taken down from the Sutherland Institute website, claimed that over 35 million people visited Utah state parks between 2012 and 2013. Center for Western Priorities Aaron Weiss says that the incorrect estimate is based on a faulty metric used to evaluate state parks.
It's not like they missed by a couple hundred or a couple thousand. They added 30 million on top of what the actual number was, and that never struck them as odd. Furthermore, the metric that they invented, state park visits per acre, it's completely pointless to begin with. It doesn't tell you anything about the value of a park. It appears they just grabbed this number because with their bad data, it made Utah look much, much larger than it actually is.
The actual number of visitors to state parks during that time was around 3.5 million, although that number did rise to just under 4.5 million between 2014 and 2015. Wise says that the raw number of visitors should not be the only way to measure the value of a state or national park.
You can quantify, all right, visitors to Utah's national parks bring in this many billions of dollars to surrounding areas every year. And you could potentially do an apples-to-apples analysis that way if you wanted to compare economic impacts, but it would be, I think, foolish to look at that as being the only measure of a park's value. That, to us, is much more of a wonderful side benefit, the fact that protected lands are good for economies.
The report also claimed that state parks were more open for recreation than national parks. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.